Lake Mead, the huge reservoir behind Hoover Dam on the Nevada-Arizona border, is at about 40% of capacity. Federal officials say by next month, the water level could reach its lowest point since 1937, when the lake was first filled. As part of our ongoing project, Climate Watch, Gretchen Weber traveled to two states to explore the decade-long drought in the river that feeds Lake Mead, the Colorado.
Have a couple of you move over to this side because we're kind of leaning over here. There we go.
I'm on a boat called a J-Rig on the Colorado River with a dozen other people, mostly tourists, looking for an up-close view of this famous waterway. Our guide, Becky Wright, started working on the river 26 years ago.
You got to dip your toes in the Colorado. You can't come this far without doing that.
But we got on the river in Page, Arizona, right at the base of the Glen Canyon Dam, the second largest dam on the Colorado. Behind that massive concrete wall towering over us is Lake Powell, a huge reservoir that's part of this carefully managed system that supplies water to 30 million people in seven U.S. states, including California. Right now, Lake Powell is just over 60% full, which is pretty good considering that the region is in its 11th straight year of drought. That sounds like a long time, and in fact, we're just shy of the longest drought ever recorded on the Colorado, according to a century of data from flow gauges installed along the river.
Well, it's certainly not normal when we look at the 100-year recorded history.
Terry Fulp is the Deputy Regional Director for the Bureau of Reclamation's Lower Colorado region.
I think after this year is completed, we're going to see the lowest 11 years on average that we've seen in the 100 years.
But to really understand the significance of this drought, scientists need to look back even further. They use what's called the paleo record, which can reveal more than 1,000 years of the region's climate. And one of the ways they do this is with tree rings.
What's really great about records like tree rings is that we can reconstruct things like drought or temperature or precipitation back however long the tree ring record goes.
Abby Tingsted is a paleoclimatologist whose doctoral work at UCLA was reconstructing almost 1,000 years of climate in the upper Colorado River Basin. I joined Tingsted in the spring in a dry, remote canyon in northeastern Utah. We parked at the side of the road at about 7,000 feet and started hiking straight up the hillside, headed for a patch of ancient pinyon pines clinging to the edge of the rocky slope.
These pinyons are such faithful recorders of hydrology, but you can kind of think of them as listening posts.
But to get to that record, Tingsted has to get to the rings. She does that by manually drilling into the hearts of these gnarled old trees.
You don't want to hear this sound.
That's the sound of a dead tree that's hollow on the inside.
This one sounds pretty good, so let's give this one a try.
Tingsted assembles her auger and starts coring.
Sometimes you have to dig your knee in and put your foot on the ground and just really try it. Push.
For several minutes, it's as if Tingstad's trying to drive a screw into a concrete wall. Then she finally gets some traction. When she reaches the middle of the tree, Tingsted stops and pulls out a core that's about 6 inches long and thin enough to fit inside a drinking straw. Based in part on tree cores like this one, Tingsted's research backs up what other paleoclimatologists have found, that the 1900s were actually the wettest century in the last 1,000 years. And then when you look back that far, the current drought seems downright normal.
We had droughts that were several decades in length that were as severe or perhaps even more severe than some of our worst water shortages of the 20th century, like the Dust Bowl.
The Colorado River system of dams and reservoirs can store about 5 times the annual flow of the river, enough to endure recent dry spells. But Tingsted says the paleo record shows mega droughts in the western U.S. that lasted 50 years or more.
And this is all before people were around to do anything with the climate.
Kelly Redmond is a climatologist at the Western Regional Climate Center in Reno.
The system does this on its own. And at the same time, the models, the climate models that are coming out, are showing that the climate system will experience droughts more frequently and bigger and longer droughts in these very same regions.
Which poses a problem for the Bureau of Reclamation's Terry Fulp. He says studies indicate that the Colorado's flow will likely decrease 10 to 15% due to climate change in the coming decades, while population continues to grow. And on a river where every drop is already accounted for, those numbers just don't add up.
The supply and demand curves basically have crossed. And so the question is, as you project out for 50 years, if those two curves continue on the trajectories they're on now, that's not a sustainable system.
And if the droughts of the past are any indication of the future, serious water shortages may lie ahead for places like Las Vegas and the farms of the Imperial Valley, and for the more than 19 million Southern Californians who rely heavily on the Colorado for their fresh water. For the California Report, I'm Gretchen Weber.
There's more on what Gretchen calls climate forensics online. Look for the link to Climate Watch at our website, californiareport.org.